Democratic Senator Janet Howell's plan creates 5 majority-minority districts and an influence district with a large African-American population. However, although some areas have grown and need new Senate districts, Howell says others that have lost voters must lose representation. Those districts are in Republican strongholds, and 4 of those seats are merged into 2. A plan by 2 Republican senators was rejected, and that plan, according to Lieutenant Governor Bowling and other political experts, was less partisan. He says he thinks the Howell plan will not pass political scrutiny.
Now, this battle will really begin when these plans go to the governor, and the governor has to decide whether he's going to sign the plans, offer amendments or substitutes to the plans, or veto the plans.
And while he likes the GOP plan, he backs one by an independent commission.
I think there's still going to be an opportunity to have the bipartisan redistricting plan on the table, and I hope that opportunity will be there.
He says the governor is more likely to sign the congressional plan, but he would still like the commission to review it. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.